My name is Dee Stewart, and I was born in 1951 during the sun sign of Pisces on the 2 o'clock line at the 2 o'clock hour on the second day of the week. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, in a district that was called Jewtown, a slum area where many black people resided and rented from Jewish landlords who were the only tenant owners that would rent to those who had migrated from the South at that time. My mother, Hazel Lee Stewart, now the Ascended Lady Master Valeria, was a single mother of seven children. I was the middle child and my mother's first daughter. I recently received confirmation that I had been conceived through rape. My mother often spoke of my birth and said things which hinted to this, yet she never used the word, and I imagine I chose not to accept the horror of it all. She often recounted that she had decided to abort me once she realized that she was pregnant. And when she was about to take something that would have assured a miscarriage, she heard a voice, very loud and clear, "Do not drink that. Pour it down the sink." And she obeyed and poured the concoction down the sink. The respect that I have for my mother is beyond words. Her courage, bravery, and valor is beyond my comprehension. I can only imagine what she went through and endured. However, I have suffered from unworthiness most of my life, and I now believe her emotional state while carrying me may have contributed greatly to this heaviness of heart. My story differs from many. I never sought the masters. I believe they sought me because they knew my consciousness and the path I was walking would never lead me to them. I grew up in a Protestant environment where the Holy Spirit was recognized and accepted. We attended church every Sunday from early childhood until my teenage years. My mother was extremely devout and loved Jesus, Mother Mary, and the angels deeply. Her search brought me to the feet of the masters. My marriage at the age of 18, while attending the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, opened the door to many future initiations. The greatest result, however, of that union was the birth of my three children. My husband became deeply involved and entrenched in drugs. This created an interesting backdrop for many experiences in my life at that time, none of which would be deemed desirable. I loved Jesus, however, with all my heart and soul, and because I had been exposed to Mother Mary and Archangel Michael and many of the saints of Catholicism, I felt a sense of awe for God. I believed from early childhood that I would die at the age of 33. After my 33rd birthday, I realized I was still here, and I wondered and pondered why. I was traversing a very dark path, and one day, as I was coming home from shopping, I saw a brand new pencil on the ground in the front of the apartment building where I was living. I picked it up and proceeded up the stairs. Once I entered my apartment, I looked at it and read these words, John 6:44, "No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day." Those words on that pencil changed my life forever. Those words, even though I am sure I had heard them in Sunday school or church, resonated with a part of my being that I had never contacted before. I fell on my knees and wept uncontrollably. I believe my soul cried that day, and the only words I could utter were, "Jesus, do not leave me. Jesus, do not leave me." I began to pray and took interest in my mother's teachings of the Ascended Masters. It was as if everything she uttered and whatever I read was very familiar and comfortable. In 1984, when my youngest child was 2 years old and my marriage was crumbling, I told my husband that I was going to Minneapolis to a seminar. I told him, "You will have to care for the children. It was a two-day seminar that began on December 9, 1984. The title of the seminar was Healing Through the Emerald Matrix at the Minneapolis Auditorium. I booked the plane and hotel reservations and I went alone, not knowing anyone. It was a personal journey that was quite emotionally overwhelming. I knew in my heart of hearts that I had to see Elizabeth Clare Prophet. My first dictation was from Mother Mary, which was titled Come and Pray with Me. And Mother, Guru Ma, had just released her book, The Lost Years of Jesus. She announced if you purchased the book, she would autograph it, and you could ask her one question. So I secured the book and waited in a very long line. Once it was my turn, I sat down and asked my question. And my question was, am I a fallen angel? She looked at me somewhat amused and said, well, fallen angels don't ask those types of questions. I had decided that if Mother Elizabeth Clare Prophet confirmed that I was a fallen angel, that I would commit suicide. I would kill myself because there would be no point in living if I wasn't a child of God. I was young and had some very interesting notions about myself at that time. She then proceeded to ask me, how did you find me? I said, through my mother. Yet after pondering her question and the way in which she asked it, I believe it had a different connotation, which I have yet to discern. I have had many experiences since that time, and I believe I have lived several lifetimes within this current embodiment. After accepting Mother's response to my inquiry, I felt I had a new lease on life. My mother had given me a book, The Science of the Spoken Word by Mark and Elizabeth Clare Prophet, as a gift for my birthday in 1983. She had inscribed within the book, God bless you on your second birthday to the Ascended Masters. So I decided I would really embark on this new adventure, and I read the book, and I fulfilled all the requirements to prepare for praying and decreeing. I cleaned my apartment from top to bottom, and I sat at my kitchen table, very erect, and as I was about to begin the prayers, that old momentum of unworthiness overcame me, and I accepted once again that I was unworthy to embark upon this path, and then suddenly I heard a very loud booming voice, you are worthy, and after almost falling off my chair, I proceeded to pray and have never ceased. I became a keeper of the flame, a communicant of Church Universal and Triumphant, and a dedicated participant in the Chicago Teaching Center. When my mother made her transition and people chose different paths, and that's Mother Elizabeth Clare Prophet, chose different paths due to circumstances at that time, I chose to live the teachings, pray, decree, and love God. I didn't desire to become a part of any organized group again. My sister, Sharon Longshaw, as well as my mother and our dear friend, Carol Wells, were talking a lot about a new organization called the Heart Center, and that there was a new messenger. And I thought, well, that makes perfect sense. There should be a messenger. God would never leave us bereft of progressive revelation. Yet I was not interested in participating at any level. Then I suffered a stroke and became bedridden for a time. My sister Sharon and Carol were both suggesting that I look at the Heart Center's website, which I did, yet still no interest. Then one night I had a dream that I was driving along Highway 89 in Montana, and there was a man with white hair and a very neat white beard wearing a Nehru jacket walking along the side of the highway. And I looked at him and I wondered, why is he walking there all alone, walking along the highway? Then one day, Carol called me and strongly suggested and recommended that I sign up for a Mary University class, Mary University Course 803, Understanding Your Higher Self with Dwal Kool. And the suggested reading was The Joy of Living. And the class started that very night. Due to my health, Carol felt it would be of great assistance. So I agreed, and I instantly became enamored by the glory of what I experienced. My first Heart Center conference was the Easter Conference in 2009 in Phoenix, Arizona, recreating Earth's ancient solar civilizations, resurrecting golden age cultures of the past, And when I met David C. Lewis for the first time, I recognized and realized that he was the man I had seen walking very peacefully along Highway 89. I am truly grateful for the Heart Center. I am honored to be in the Heart Center's Council, the Guidance Committee, and to have the role of Council Secretary. A Rose of Ofra in the Ofra Group, and a member of the Heart Friends of Bloomingdale, a Chicago Purple Rose, as well as a participant in the International Heart Center Council, and as a volunteer customer service representative for soul-raising sessions. I thank God for my beloved mother, my family, the Heart Center community, the masters, and all the support and initiations that I continue to receive. And my greatest joy is the opportunity to live my childhood for the very first time. I thank you.
Heidi, thank you very much for your story. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
And it was interesting before when we talked earlier, you said how other people may not share your story. Well, I'd like to say that when I was young, I also anticipated I would die early, and it didn't happen. So I'm grateful. And my first full conference was The Emerald Matrix. So how about that? Yeah, so I guess we're green angels, huh?
Yes, or at least absolutely.
A great devotion to Mother Mary, which I can really see in you. So thank you very much for sharing your path with us. And we are so joyful that you determined that this was the right place to be, because we love you and we're so glad you're part of our community. And the part about a second childhood, would you just for 1 minute give a little more detail on that, just because we're a fun place to be? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, my childhood was kind of interesting, and I didn't really feel too much like a child. And so since I have been a part of the Heart Center and the wonderful people and the teachings and the heart streams and the joy that I feel now that I am really a child. I feel completely lighthearted, and just the opportunities and just the wonders that I'm becoming aware of. It's just a wonderful, wonderful grace for me at this time.
Wow, how wonderful. And it sounds like you're so close to Jesus' heart. As he said, a child shall lead them, and to enter the kingdom, be like a child. So sounds like you're on your way.
I hope so.
With our beloved Jesus. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.